Come in, please. Nice to meet you. I'm the president of the student council, and I'm so glad you're finally here. We don't get many senior students transferring here, but they're all great additions to the school. Your resume was particularly impressive, I must say. So here's your account for the intranet. Login details and password are on the paper. And here's a folder full of useful things like a map of the school, including classroom allocations. It's a huge place, I know. We're fortunate to have these excellent facilities. Has anyone taken you on a tour yet? Come on, let me show you around. I'm the president, after all. It's my job to make everyone feel welcome and comfortable. I'm sure you know the main school building by now. English, maths, and modern languages are here. Follow me past the football pitch. This is the science department. You won some physics competition, didn't you? You'll love this. That new modern building is the humanities department. History and geography, that's where I spend most of my days. Do you want to see the gym? You look like you work out a lot. Follow me. I'll show you the way. You'll love this. Downstairs is the weights room, and cardio is upstairs. It's right next to the swimming pool as well. You can see the girls' team training inside right now. And this door leads to the changing room. I know, smells of chlorine, right? Do you have any questions? Fire away. If you ever have any doubts or any problems, just come to me. You know where the student union office is. I try to work there as much as I can, but obviously my schedule is full most of the time. Actually, it's better if I give you my Snapchat. Here you go. Did you find me? Yeah, my story is from the party last weekend. That was a wild one. You like my outfit? Thank you so much. My best friend said it was too revealing, but I thought I highlighted my curves quite nicely. Anyways, text me if you have any problems. Remember, my job is to make you happy during your time here. I'm also free use, by the way. I thought you'd appreciate that. It means you can use me however you like. If your roommates are being noisy, call me and I'll try to rearrange them. If you need a blowjob, I'll get on my knees and suck you off. Wow, don't look so taken aback. You heard what I said. You can just walk up to me and do whatever you like to me. I'm always available to you sexually. God, that bulge in your pants just appeared out of nowhere. I suppose you'd like me to take care of that, would you? You have to say it. Order me to get down on my knees and suck your dick. There we go. That wasn't too difficult, right? After a week, you'll be treating me like this all the time. I know this schoolgirl outfit is tight, but it doesn't show a lot of skin. Should I change that? Sure, I'll unbutton my blouse so you get a good view of my tits. Do you like them? A lot of girls here are super busty, but I think I have a proportionate pair. Get your cock out. No one would care. This is a girls' changing room anyways. All the girls in the student union are free use like me. You can ask them to relieve your sexual tension whenever you want. I see about 6 or 7 guys a day. Lots of other girls are hotter than me and they get all the attention. Thanks. You're flattering me. I think it's a great way to help people wind down, you know? Senior year can be so stressful. And sometimes you just need to get rid of pent-up tension. Which is what the girls and I are for. Mm. Your cock tastes better than most of the guys here. I have to say, it's a pleasure sucking you off. You want to get inside me now? Sure. I'll turn around and you can lift up my skirt from behind. Yeah, I gave up wearing panties a long time ago. Doesn't make any sense when I have to take it off a dozen times a day. Oh, fuck. The first time with a new cock is always amazing. Oh, I'm sure the second time with you would be just as good though. And the third, and the 100th time. You can find condom vending machines all over the campus, but most girls are on the pill. Oh, including myself. Oh, oh. Just remember to cream pie me. I don't want any of it on my skirt. It's so hard to clean off. Oh, fuck. Coming back. Don't worry. The girls won't care. I'll even introduce you to some of them. Oh. Hi, Catherine. How did the training go? The competition is next Thursday, right? Oh, fuck. I'll be sure to come here and support. Oh, good luck. Oh. Amy, meet the new senior entrant. He's joining us this year. He's a very smart scientist. Oh! Oh, an even better stud. Oh. Sorry, Hannah. I didn't realize we were blocking your locker. Babe, do you want to sit on a bench over there? We don't want to trouble anyone getting naked. I'll sit on your lap facing you as I slide onto your cock. Oh. Oh, you've got a pretty good view, haven't you? The president of the student council riding your cock in her black skirt and stockings. Her blouse is pushed up so you could squeeze her perky tits however you want. All around you, a team of athletic girls is stripping out of their swimsuits and walking to the showers. Oh. You literally can't move your eyes anywhere without seeing a pair of gorgeous tits or a fit naked girl showing off her ass. Oh, fuck. I hope you don't have a heart condition because your breathing just sped up so much. Taking the view one at a time. Check out one girl first and then move on to the next one. Don't be too greedy. Some of them are in the student council as well. If you find one you like, I could introduce you to her. Oh, that blonde walking out of the shower, that's Christy. I know, she looks dreamy, like a scaled up Barbie doll. She's more than just an impressive rack though. Christy is the head of the debating club. Oh, she's practically an encyclopedia. Which must be why so many guys want to date her. But don't forget about me, though. Drop by the student union office whenever you have a chance. You must be so close. I can feel it pulsing inside me. Sorry, you need to wait a bit. Then I'll answer your questions about the council. He's just about to come inside me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Pulsar, come inside me. Oh. You did a great job, babe. I haven't been fucked like that in ages. Oh, yeah. Oh, I almost forgot. You wanted to meet Christy, right? Hey, Christy? Can you come over here for a second? Christy, this is the new senior year entrant I was telling you about. He is amazing at science, and he likes to work out as well. You two would have so much in common. He also just fucked me weak in the knees. That's probably more important to you. Anyways, can you do me a favor? Show him where his dorm is. His room is 312, just a floor below yours. I think he appreciates a sloppy blowjob. See? That's another thing you two have in common. Okay, I need to be somewhere else soon. You two have fun. This was Shiny Ginger Princess. Thank you for listening. Mwah.